Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Psalms 105, and let's all stand as we read together verses 1 through 6, and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace. We thank you for the time of worship. We thank you, Lord, for the time of giving. And now, God, we ask now, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Christians Must Always Give Thanks. Always give thanks. And so we live in a world right now where it's very thankless. Can I get amen? Amen. When people are walking into bars and schools and walking in with shotguns and machine guns and terrorizing and killing and maiming, and we're seeing the restlessness in our society, this lets us know that something is out of order. Something's out of balance. But we as believers, we must understand that no matter what is taking place in society right now, we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can I get amen? Amen. And so we've been chosen. We've been blessed. God has saved us from an untoward generation. And this is why we as believers need to be always thankful. Thankful for what he's doing in our life. King David, the psalmist, recognized that every time he came to the house of the Lord, he always came with a heart of thanksgiving. And so let's read this scripture together. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory is his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones." May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. And so, saints, I bring this to you. What should be the focus of Christians on Thanksgiving? As I jokingly shared earlier, is those of you who still root for your Chargers, well, they left you, and they're in LA now, and some of you still root for them. But Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Can I get an amen? We should be rooting for him every day. Can I get amen? Amen. He should be our focal point. He should be the one that we praise and worship and say, "Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done in our life." Saints, the original Thanksgiving celebration was held by the Pilgrim settlers in Massachusetts during their second winter in America in December of 1621. The first winter had killed 44 of the original 102 colonists. At one point, their daily food ration was down to 5 kernels of corn apiece on a daily basis. But then an unexpected trading vessel arrived, swapping them beaver pelts for grain, providing for their severe need. The next summer's crop brought hope. And Governor William Bradford decreed that December 13, 1621, be set aside as a day of feasting and prayer to show the gratitude of the colonists that they were still alive. Saints, these pilgrims seeking religious freedom and opportunity in America gave thanks to God for his provision for them in helping them find 20 acres of cleared land. For the fact that there were no hostile Indians in that area. For their newfound religious freedom and for God's provision of an interpreter to the Indians in Squanto. There's an area over there called Squanto. Along with the feasting and games involving the colonists and more than 80 friendly Indians who added to the feast by bringing wild turkeys and venison, prayers, sermons, and songs of praise were important in the celebration. These days were spent in feasting and prayer. I found a few of these photos right up here. In Squanto, a little town where the colonists who brought the word of God shared it with the Indians. And they would always be giving thanks. Thanks to God, number one, from that perilous journey across the sea without a motor, basically on the winds that hit the sails, they came. And they brought the word of God. They were believers. They were very thankful. Saints, President Abraham Lincoln officially set aside the last Thursday of November in 1863 as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father. In 1941, Congress ruled that after 1941, the fourth Thursday of November be observed as Thanksgiving Day and be a legal holiday. And that's what we celebrate once a year. Amen. And this Thursday, by the grace of God, many of us will be celebrating Thanksgiving with our families. Amen? I know for some of you that's real tough to do. But you can hang tough. Amen? Come on, sometimes you don't see them for like one or two times a year, right? That's okay. As Christians, we need to love on them. Can I get amen? Show them the love of God. Or do some of you close up the blinds and muzzle the dog. Here they come. So let me ask you this question, saints. What comes to mind when you think about Thanksgiving Day? What comes to your mind? For some of you, oh man, I get to watch 3 NFL games today. For many of us, it would probably be turkey, right? After all, it's the centerpiece of our traditional celebration. As family and friends gather around the table, we generally offer a sincere prayer of gratitude to God for all of his blessings before enjoying the food and fellowship. But what comes after dessert? For some people, as I just mentioned, it's a football game. Others start planning for Christmas, shopping the next day. What do they call it? Purple Friday? Man, that's when I have to hide the checkbook. Lock it up. But it does me no good because she knows the combo to the lock. Although Thanksgiving ends, our expressions of gratitude to God should continue throughout our daily lives. Can I get amen? Amen? Look it up here, saints. Gratitude to God not only honors him, but it is good for us. Oh, yes. Look what Psalm said. Look what King David wrote. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. That's what we did today, didn't we? We were praising him, glorifying him, magnifying him. Saints, in the Old Testament, God used the sacrificial system to teach his people to be grateful. And when he established the Hebrews as his nation, he gave them a very specific and detailed instructions concerning his laws and sacrifices so they'd know how to live their lives. Through these ordinances, he taught them 3 important truths, and they pertain to us today. Can I get amen? It's these things. God is holy. Man is sinful. But obedience is essential. Hallelujah. See, when you start to understand the mind of God, when you start to understand the Word of God, when you start to understand what He's done for us, you fall on your face and say, oh God, I have been so wretched, but thank you for saving a wretch like me. That's where the song Amazing Grace came from. When the slave trader would bring the slaves across America, one day God, man, got a hold of his heart and he had to repent. He had to repent because God showed him the evilness and the ugliness of what he was doing. And he fell on his face and he cried out, God had to save a wretch like him. Enslaving people. My goodness. Saints, because Jesus was our final sacrifice, we are no longer required to offer animal sacrifice. Thank God we don't have to bring a bull and a goat up here. It'd be a bloody mess, wouldn't it? However, the principles of the Lord are taught through the sacrificial system and are still true and applicable for us today. One of the offerings he prescribed was called a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And it was performed every morning and evening during the Old Testament times. Look at this in Leviticus right up here. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it with your own free will. On the same day it shall be eaten, you shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord, therefore you shall keep my commandments and perform them. I am the Lord. So it went from a practical application, now it's become a spiritual application. And now, because we've been born again, now we can praise Him and worship Him and glorify His name. Can I get amen? It's no different from them back then. Look what it says. It says, you shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. This is why when we walk around, hallelujah, in society today, people need to know that God has delivered you from Egypt. Can I get amen? Amen. Many of us were bound up, drugged up, hallelujah. Many of us were bound up to many types of sins. Not just drugs and alcohol. Some of us were involved in pornography. Some of us were involved in lying and cheating and stealing and all kinds of things. And yet when God delivered us, hallelujah, when God set us free, what are we free to do now? Before we were bound up, we didn't know how to worship the King. We didn't know how to praise God. We didn't know how to say thank you, Jesus. But when God set us free, He freed us now to worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We were in bondage at one time. We didn't know how to say thank you, God. All we knew was, I want more of this and I want more of that. And we were falling into a sea of darkness. But God had to come. Hallelujah. To set us free. Can I get amen? So, saints, the twice daily offering reminded the Hebrews that the Lord was the one who brought them out of Egypt and gave birth to them as a nation. He alone saved, kept, and provided for them just as He does for us today. God hasn't changed. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing's changed with God. We change all day long. Some of us are happy in the morning, and before we go to bed, man, we're about ready to curse out someone. Lord, have mercy. But that's not the character of God. Hallelujah. God changes not. Hallelujah. When He says He's your friend, when He says He's your God, when He says He's your Savior, that doesn't change. Can I get amen? We have fellowship with Him. Look at this. Should we do less than the Hebrews, giving thanks to God every morning and evening and recognition of Him as the source of everything we have? You betcha. That's right. Some of you just got about maybe 10 cents in your pocket. That's all you got. Be thankful for that. Because if you save one more, you can buy some gum. Oh, yeah. We serve a mighty God. One of the most precious provisions is his written word. Can I get amen? Amen. Which instructs us and reveals everything we need to know about the Lord. Our gratitude for it can be gauged by our attention to it. As we study, as we glean, as we use it for application. You know, the Word of God is just not a story we read. The Word of God is application for life, for the rest of our life. Can I get amen? And so, how can we follow the example taught by the daily sacrifice of thanksgiving? How, saints, how? We can begin by taking note of simple blessings that God provides each day. I'll tell you what's one of the biggest ones every day. When we wake up in the morning, he's given us another day. Can I get any? Did you know some people didn't wake up this morning? Some people died in their sleep. They never made it today. They're gone. But you and I, hallelujah, every time God opens up our eyes, man, we need to be a thankful people. Listen, I'll be turning 60, and I'm closer to being in glory than most of you. Can I get an amen? So I'm at this point in my life, I'm thankful. Oh, God, you've given me another day. Another day. Listen, my precious father has gone on to be in glory. Some of you came and celebrated his celebration of life. 93 years. I was talking to some of my friends, you know, when we were eating at the place that they designated. And we were all saying to ourselves, we're not going to get to 93. I said, I don't want to. Come on. I don't want to. After a while, I said, Lord, I'm ready. Take me home. Take me home, oh God. Thank you, God. I just know too much now that it's better what he has prepared for those that love him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so, God, we can begin by taking note of just the simple blessings. Having a car to drive, that's right. Someone said that he still drives a Toyota Prius. Yes, it's 2004. 236,000 miles. But guess what? I'm still thankful for it. I may not have the toys you got, but guess what? That takes me to and fro. That's all that matters. I get to the same spot you go to. That's right. I'm thankful for my old four. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, there's many things to be thankful. Can I get an amen? Many things. Now, look at this. A grateful heart keeps our minds focused on the Lord. That's right. When you're grateful and thankful, man, that's because God is living inside. Hallelujah. That he has taken up residence in your heart. Or are you one of these, man, what up with you, man? What's up? Man, that was the old life, wasn't it? Huh. Came home. Yeah, here comes that dog. Bam! I'm not ready for you. Man, are we like that? Or can you see, here, come here. Oh, man. That tail will wag. Did you know? I'm just going to say this. If you have a dog, that is a true worshiper. You know why? You could take that newspaper and go, bam, go to the corner. And they'll go to the corner. And it's just waiting for you to say, come here. And then he comes wagging his tail and worshiping you again. Yes, he does. A dog won't hold a grudge on you. He's a true worshiper. They worship their master. Can we worship Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When things don't go well in your life. Can you? Hallelujah. That's what God is looking for. Likewise, each morning is an opportunity to thank the Lord for a good night's sleep. Especially when you get a call at 4 in the morning. I had to hang up and say, oh, God, have mercy. Don't worry, I'm not going to put you on blast who sent me that call at 4 in the morning. I know next time to put it on do not disturb. But it was needed. You know what? I had to be reminded that, God, you are good. You're worthy. Now help me go back to sleep. Hallelujah. Even if we toss and turn all night, we can still be grateful that he's given us another day. Can I get an amen? So let's look at this. Gratitude honors God. How many want to honor God? Just show a heart of gratitude. Continue walk in the gratitude and thankfulness of God. Look what King David wrote. He wrote, but true praise is a worthy sacrifice. This really honors me, says the Lord. Those who walk my paths will receive salvation from the Lord. What? Our brother back there, who's still a Charger fan. I see you. That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But he's chosen to take the Lord's path. Amen. And God's going to blow him away today. Hallelujah. God's Spirit's going to come upon him. Hallelujah. God's going to save him, deliver him, heal him. You got to believe that, Brother Bobby. You're here not because of coincidence. You're here for divine providence. God has brought you here this morning. Thank you, God. Yes, he did. Saints, when we acknowledge the Lord as the source of all of our blessings, we are exalting him by declaring our dependence upon him. Who hasn't breathed a prayer of thanks after narrowly escaping a car accident? How many of you have been in a car accident and you should have died? Appreciation helps us realize that we cannot make it through life without God's help. Did you know he's involved in every aspect of your life? Even if you don't really know him just yet, he's still involved in your life. He's still gracious to you. For some of you that are still in your sin, never been born again, he still is in your life. Hallelujah. Blessing your life. Did you know that he blesses the just and the unjust? He reigns on believers and he reigns on unbelievers. That's right. That's right. I have a neighbor I know. They're not saved. I know that. Man, they party all night. Man, they have keggers over there, man, and they just make a ruckus noise sometimes. You know, and I'm long-suffering. Long-suffering. Got a big old dog that barks all night. I'm long-suffering. Hallelujah. And the other day, he goes, hey, man, I haven't seen you. I go, yeah, man, I shared his name. By the way, his name is Gerardo G, so I call him G, too. And I go, hey, G, my dad passed, and I shared the story. And then I shared how I led him to the Lord, and God opened the door, man. He was just like, he never heard the gospel like that. And so being long-suffering with your neighbor, God will bring him. Can I get amen? God will do something in his heart, and one day, we don't know the day, the time, or the hour, but God is going to turn on the light and bring him to that place where he needs to surrender now. Can I get in? See, it's the goodness of God that brings a person into repentance. It's his kindness. God is kind. He's kind to sinners. Yes, he is. He's very kind to sinners. He was kind to me. He could have just stamped me out like a roach. I'm done with you. But he drew me to the cross. He gave me a heart to repent. He gave me a mind to be saved. And I gave it all to him. He took all that mess from me and gave me a heart of praise. He gave me his spirit. Hallelujah. And so, saints, thankfulness is expressed in a variety of ways. Sometimes we gather in worship services to fellowship together and sing praises to God. But we can also worship the Lord when we're alone by letting everyday activities, no matter how simple, become reasons to thank him. Another way to acknowledge the Lord as our provider and express our gratitude is to give him the first part of our income. Come on, when we tithe once a week, we should be tithing. You know, even if you don't attend that week, you should still send your tithe. Can I get amen? And remember the house of God. Because that's how God says, man, now you're honoring me. You're not even there in the midst with your people, but you can still honor the house. Sometimes, saints, a spirit of thanksgiving is the result of remembering all God has done for us. Has he been good to you? I think every one of us here can honestly say he's been good to us. The scriptures describe many blessings and privileges which result from our salvation and should invoke gratitude in hearts. Why? We're going to look at these scriptures and we're going to see God's proclamation right now. You know, what you're going to read now are scriptures of proclamation. In other words, he has decreed these from heaven. He said, I'm going to apply this to your life and we will receive it by faith. Can I get amen? So every scripture now from this moment on is God has given to mankind that we would praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. Can I get amen? Look at this. Number one, God chose us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation. What does that mean? That means before he spoke the entire universe into existence, he thought of you already. Before the earth was formed, he thought of us already. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. God is so much larger than you think. Listen, the Bible talks about three heavens. Three heavens. The first heaven is our atmosphere. We can't go beyond our atmosphere or we won't have any oxygen to breathe. The second heaven is after we leave the first layer, then it's space. Then it becomes where all the whole entire universe is. The galaxies, the stars, the comets, the trillions and trillions of light years of universes like ours, the Milky Way. There's billions and billions. They're so far away. And guess what's above that? It's the third heaven where God lives. That's how huge he is. We're just not even a speck on the map. But before he spoke the world into existence, he thought of you. He thought of me. That's the word of God. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. When you get a hold of that, now you can realize how awesome he is. Look at this. We are indwelt and sealed by the Holy Spirit. As a believer, we come to him by faith. And then God fills us with his spirit. Here's the great exchange. I need you to look at this. He takes our black heart. And we give it to him. And then he does the great exchange. He takes that heart. He gives us a new one. He fills us with his spirit. And that's where the praises comes forth from us. From him. Because we can't praise him on ourselves. You can't do it in the natural. You need his power in you. So that it will come forth. It will spring up automatically. Can I get amen? That good thing which was committed to you. Keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us by faith. Look at this one. We are eternally secure. Can I get an amen? How many are so thankful to know that once God saves you, he won't lose you. He won't toss you. He won't say, oh man, you know what? You sinned just too many times. I'm done. Aren't you so blessed? That he doesn't play mind games with us. Well, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Oh, we could do that to one another, huh? God won't. Look at this. Now, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. That's right. It's a guarantee. Come on, this is not a Walmart guarantee. You got 30 days. So if you bring it on the 31st day, I'm sorry. The guarantee no longer exists. No, God has established this in our hearts. Can I get amen? Look at this. We have been given gifts of the Spirit. God has appointed in the church first apostles, then prophets, then teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. And one of the things is the healing. And Brother Bobby, God's going to heal you. I'm believing God's going to heal you. I don't care what the doctor said you may have. I'm here to let you know what God has for you. Hallelujah. He brings healing in his wings. Hallelujah. He comes to those who cry out and will surrender to him. That's right. Miracles and gifts and helps and ministry, various kinds of tongues. Hallelujah. And one of the things, you know, yeah, I'm a believer in speaking in tongues and all this. But I'll tell you, the greatest miracle is the new tongue that he has given me. It no longer curses anymore. Man, I used to be bleepity, 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 bleep. Every other word was the bleep word. Bleep this and bleep that and bleep, bleep, bleep that. And did you know bleepity, bleep? Oh, yeah. The new tongue he gave me is to worship him and to praise him and to say, I love you, my brother. I love you, man. Man, I'm thankful for you. That's the new tongue he gave me. Yeah, I could do shamana, namana, nana all day long. But guess what? There's folks that do that and still are mean cusses at you. You can speak in all kinds of babbling. You still mean at them? Something's out of order. I'd rather have a tongue, hallelujah, of kindness. Hallelujah, and I love you. What can I do for you? Can I get amen? That's right. Man, you can shamana all your day long. Hallelujah, but you better walk it and talk it. Can I get amen? We have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Man, you could go in your quiet room. Hallelujah, he'll come upon you. Man, there have been times where he'll come upon me. Man, I would say, Lord, you're so strong right now. Will you just back off a little bit? I'm serious. You're probably thinking, man, what's that boy on now? What's he high on now? You know what I'm high on? I'm high on the Most High. I'm high on Jesus. Because he's real. He'll come upon you. Man, and all of a sudden, you know it's him. Whoa, you just know it's him, man. And you're weeping and crying and saying, Lord, I'm unworthy. And he's just caressing you. He's having intimacy with you. He's loving on you. When's the last time someone has reached down into your soul and touched you? You know, we can touch each other physically. We can say things, hallelujah, verbally. But only God can reach down and touch you in your innermost being. Only he could do that. Hallelujah. Because we have an intimate relationship with him. Look at this. We have the peace of God in our hearts. Hallelujah. That's right. You don't have to walk around anymore. What up?
What's up, dog?
Yeah, what's up, dog? Mm-hmm. What up? Come on. He's changed our heart. He is the Prince of Peace. He has given us peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, your friends, your family members that are still not saved, they look at you and say, man, you go to one of those hallelujah churches, huh? You a holy roller. That's right. Yeah, I'm rolling with God. I'm no longer what you're doing. You're wrestling with God, and we're rolling with God. Can I? Hallelujah. And the peace of God. Look at this. Which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Man, aren't you so blessed to know? Huh? Aren't you so glad that he's filled your whole entire being with his peace? Now you can walk around. And I'm not talking about this kind of peace. 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 No, that's not. Yeah, because you start doing this and this, man, you're going to pull out a reefer. Ain't that kind of peace? It's the kind of peace where we are no longer enemies with God. And guess what? We are no longer enemies to one another. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord loves us unconditionally. Did you know that? No, he doesn't look in your repertoire and he said, well, wait a minute. I see a flaw here. Well, let me turn the next page. Oh, I see even more crust. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Oh, man, that's even more foul. That ain't God. Look at this. Look. Paul had to write this down. Because Paul was beaten. He was beaten with rods. He was thrown out of a second-story building. He was shipwrecked. He got bit by a rattlesnake that almost killed him. His own people jumped him. I mean, I'm talking literally. You know, remember back in the day? Yeah, man, I got jumped by those boys. You know, homeboy jumped me. No, he got jumped by his own friends. He was left to die. But once he found out, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can I get an amen? Nothing separated him from the love of God. He knew that his life is temporal. Can I get an amen? So he was walking around as a living sacrifice. And many of us, we need to learn how to be a living sacrifice amongst our friends and family, co-workers, people that we know. Why? Because a lot of them won't come to church. A lot of them won't come to a Bible study. So the only Jesus they're ever going to see is your life. Your life is what counts in their eyes. Can I get amen? So he knew. Paul knew. Hallelujah. That God will never leave him. Look at this. We're never distant from God because he always lived. Look at this. Because we always live in his presence. Our sister, you bless my heart today. She goes, every time I come in here, I just feel so good in here. I go, because we're in the presence of the Lord. God waits for us to get here. Did you know that? He does. He's waiting patiently so that he can be in our presence, in his presence. Wow. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many of you can say at one time or another in your life, someone left your life? I'm done. How many of you have gone through maybe one or two divorces? I'm done with you. How many of you got family members that will no longer talk with you? I'm done with you. How many of you have co-workers? I'm done with you. I'm here to let you know. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. People are going to come and go in your life. But Jesus said, I will be with you all the way to the very end. He was with us the moment we opened our eyes through birth. And he will be with us the moment we close our eyes, because when we reopen them, we'll be with him in glory. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, the Lord provides for our needs. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's right. And that's right. Even the one I just said that only has 10 cents. Somehow you're getting a meal today. Huh? There's a place where you still live, right?
That's right. Since birth, he has taken care of us. He used our parents, our grandparents. He used people throughout our life as they cared for our life. And we're here today because God took the time out to bless people's lives, to bless our lives. And my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by who? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. How many are understanding this message this morning? That we need to be thankful, huh? We need to be thankful. Look at this. We have this divine protection each day. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Thank you, God. I shared with the Bible study Wednesday night. By the way, Wednesday night, we had a 2-for-1 message on. Man, the woman with the issue of blood, and Jesus was on his way to go heal Jairus' daughter who had died. But I shared, even in the midst and the deepest moments of my sinful days, he still protected me. I shared it at my father's funeral when I rebelled and lied to my parents and took their 1974 Chevy Vega, brand new. Said I was going to pick up my girlfriend from Bonita. Went to El Tayon Park and loaded up all my homeboys, and we went to a party. And we got jumped by 60 homeboys from Old Tide. I was in the hospital for 12 hours, blood coming out of my ear, almost got shanked to death. 3 people died at that party. I didn't share all that there because I didn't want to go there with that. But 3 people died. The drummer's girlfriend died. I don't know if you remember a group back in the day called Devotion. Yeah, the drummer's girlfriend, she died. 2 other guys died. They got stabbed to death. The whole house was ransacked. They took bats to all the windows. They took knives to all the couches. They smashed out every window you could think of in the house. And they totally destroyed my parents' car. I didn't know at the age of 15 that God had a high calling in my life. But I truly believe now that even in the midst of that darkness, he had angels around me making sure that I wouldn't die. How many moments can you go back where God has spared you? Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. Saints, we have the promise of a bodily resurrection. Come on, this is where it gets real good. Yes. How many believe that God has prepared a body for you?
Thank you, Lord.
A new one. That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't worry, it won't come from Target or Walmart or Costco. By the way, I don't know why I'm there almost every day. Yolanda goes, every day. We have the promise of a bodily resurrection. I can't wait for that new body. How many can't wait for that new body? Come on. That new body is going to live forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, I can't wait. I'm just envisioning that new body. Man, it's no longer going to be diseased. It's not going to grow old. Man, it may be yoked up. I don't know. I may have some locks again. I can do this. I don't know. All I know is that it's not going to die again.
Look at this. But I am telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die, but we shall be given new bodies. It will all happen in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. That means the shofar. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive. And with new bodies, they will never, never die. And then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies too. My goodness. This is called the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he busts open the heavens and he says, come up hither. Hallelujah. We're going to be changed and be just like him. Man, I can't wait for that. Hallelujah. Hey, this body's failing me. Can I get amen? Is your body failing you? Oh, no. Some of you are still young pups, man. Yeah, man. I'm still on top of the mountain right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. And if we have to go another 20, you won't be saying it then. You won't be jumping out of bed. You'll be rolling out of bed. Can I get an amen on that one? Huh? Oh, God. Help us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish but will live forever. Thank you, God. Man, this is a good time to just take a time out and say, thank you, Lord. Come on. Come on. Thank God. That's right. Some of you ain't going to be clapping after the Broncos beat your Chargers tonight. So you might as well clap now. You know I'm still mad they left, okay? Look at this. We have the blessing of God's atonement through Christ and total forgiveness of our sins. Man, I'm telling you, man, this is one thing I'm thankful for. Guess what? The Bible says he don't remember your sins no more. I don't care what you've done. Past, present, future. The blood has been applied by faith. So when you come to the cross, when you humble yourself and you surrender and give your heart to God, that moment in time, right there at that moment, he applies, hallelujah, his blood that comes upon you and he washes away your sins. Guess what? He tosses your sins from the east to the west and he remembers them no more. But some of you have people that still remember what you did. I don't remember what you did. Yeah, I've forgiven you, but I still remember. That's not God. He remembers them no more. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Man, he is gracious. Can I get an amen? Look at this. We have an eternal home in heaven and the promise of the resurrection. Oh, come on. I'm telling you, this Thanksgiving message, man, we need to be thankful. We need to be reminded. Can I get amen? Listen, the world doesn't offer you this hope. You're not going to find this on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. They're not going to give you this. None of them will. They're going to tell you how ugly it is. I'm telling you, God is good. Hallelujah. And he has the best yet to come for you. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Ain't nothing too hard for God. How many believe that there's things that are just too hard for God? Good. I didn't see no hand go up. Thank you. You guys are still up. We're coming in for a close. I promise we are. Look at this. We've been given the word of God, the source of all knowledge and understanding. Listen, people that you know, they don't know God's word like we do. They don't know the promises. They don't know the yes and amens, what God has proclaimed over our lives, the providence of God, the assurances of God. They don't know that. Look at what it says in Colossians. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Oh, thank you, God. So, saints, question. True, heartfelt, daily thanksgiving has a powerful impact on our lives. It does. Saints, it results in a changed mindset and a desire to obey the Lord. See, before we didn't know how to obey. Oh, come on. Listen, you didn't obey your teacher. You didn't obey your parents. Come on. You don't obey the law. Oh, come on. But when we get saved, we start to learn obedience. It doesn't come overnight. God slowly transforms you. And now you're going, man, I don't need to be like that no more. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be like him. Gratitude and thanksgiving keeps us continually aware that we are walking in God's presence. This contributes to a godly life. It motivates us to look for the Lord's purposes in everything in our lives, saints. Even if we don't understand what he's doing, thanking him lifts the burden and it helps us bring our will into submission to his will, even if we have to suffer pain and loss. Oh yeah, I've lost some things in my saved life. But guess what? I'm not crying over spilt milk. Some things he took away, it was good for me. I'm glad. I look back, I'm glad he took it away. I'm just saying, oh God, don't take away my 204 Prius because that's the only thing I got, Lord. Keep that thing running for me, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this, saints. Results of gratitude and thankfulness. Number one, God removes anxiety. I got a call early this morning. And I heard a report, that person got anxiety. Now when God gets a hold of your life, he removes anxiety. Can I get amen? Look at number two. Praise and gratitude drive out fretting and worry. It keeps our focus on the Lord. The situation may not change, but our attitude will change. That's right. Listen, you'd be walking in the living room at night, and you know the lights are off, and bam, you just stub your toe. And man, and then all of a sudden that goes, Lord, I still love you. I still praise you. I still glorify you, Lord. The painting is still going to be there, but at least your attitude will change. Can I get amen? You're not cursing anybody out. And you can't blame the devil. It was you that stubbed your toe. Look at this. Number three, results of gratitude and thankfulness energizes physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Can I get amen? And so we close now. Man, when is this preacher going to hurry? I heard there's some cake next door. Took a bite. No, I'm just joking. I didn't touch it. Don't worry. There's plenty. Look at this. How can you make gratitude a daily practice in your life? It's something that we don't just achieve. We don't. Thank you, Lord. Number two, what effect does thankfulness have on your thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions? Is there an effect when you're thankful? Positive. That's right. Number three, The time we most need to thank the Lord is when we feel the least grateful. Oh man, it's easy to praise God on the mountain. How about when he allows you to go to the valley? When you're in that dark spot, can you still praise him? That's right. I remember watching this wonderful Christian football movie. It came out years ago, Facing the Giants. And the coach had a pep talk with his team at halftime. He says, can you praise him even if you lose the game? Because I know you're going to praise him if you win it. But can you praise him when you lose? When things don't go right, can you still praise him? Brother, I don't care what the doctor said about you. God's putting it in you to praise him, to worship him, give him the praise and glory and honor, and allow him to do the miraculous in your life. We're speaking life right now into you, a life of hope. Hallelujah. You're not going to get hope in the world, but you'll get hope in the house of God. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Number four, what keeps you from thanking God in the midst of hardship or pain? Throw that out the window, because that don't work. That just sinks you deeper into a place of self-misery. You know, you can be all miserable, and someone sitting right next to you don't even have a clue what you're feeling like. Remember, it's all about you. It's about what you do when things don't go your way. Number five, what can you do to increase your trust in him so gratitude will be your first response? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I believe there's one more. No, there's not. Oh, yeah, there is. Be thankful that I'm done. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I love these saints, God. These are your people, God. And Lord, and you have raised me up for such a time as this to bless your people. Lord, I just want to be used by you. Continue to empty me, God, every day. Lord, that you would use me, God. Hallelujah. Like you have been in the past. Lord, I thank you for the saints of God that have come out. I thank you for what you're about to do. Lord, I just pray, God, that for maybe, just maybe, someone that has never entered into a relationship with you, that through the message that goes out on the internet, or someone that may be here, I pray, God, your grace, your mercy, your love would be bestowed upon them right now by faith. And if you're listening to this message, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, we're going to pray with you right now. And pray this prayer by faith. Hallelujah. And watch God do the miraculous in your life. Pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Come on, glorify his name. Hallelujah. Come on, is he worthy? Come on, is Jesus worthy? Oh man, he's worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the King.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.